proclamation number 6556 dated the May 28, 1956. The world poses great dangers. You will still have to experience the world very bitterly if you don't learn to despise it of your own accord. For as long as you love the world, it will be of great danger to you. And if I want to save you from this danger, then I will have to ensure that you will lose your love for the world. I have to cause you suffering and pain by using the world itself so as to make you aware of the fact that it is not helping but controlling you, so that you will experience its dominance painfully and withdraw from it by yourselves. Much is yet to happen that will make you understand my words, for that which you presently consider an increased enjoyment of life will so get out of hand that you would gladly forego the pleasures in order to be relieved from the great physical risks. You will have no more security, since people's lust for life who are enslaved by my adversary will escalate to a point that it will override all thoughtful concern for others, that everyone will only consider himself at the expense of his neighbor and frequently place the latter into a position of danger which he can no longer evade. That which you strive for with all your senses will become your downfall. And for as long as you make this world and its commodities your sole purpose of life, you will not want to lose your mortal life either and try to prolong it in every possible way. Nevertheless, it will still encumber you such that you will yearn for an end. But only those who do not completely belong to my adversary as yet will find life burdensome and frightening. And that which I announce in advance will happen for their sake, so that their lust for the world will diminish and they will reflect on themselves, for these last few will need strong means of help, otherwise they, too, will completely fall prey to the world, otherwise they will become the hammer themselves who before had been the anvil. People should consider themselves lucky to suffer damage by means of the walled, for they are the people I want to save from the world. But anyone who has fallen prey to it already will ruthlessly and recklessly only assert himself. An era is dawning such as has never been experienced on this earth before. Human life counts for nothing anymore. The laws of humanity are no longer sacred to anyone who committed himself to the world, thus to my adversary. The belongings of fellow human beings will not be respected, and as a result people will unscrupulously experiment, exploit and enjoy anything that will give them an advantage regardless of whether it will cause damage to another person's body or possessions. And I will allow it to happen, because my concern does not apply to the body but to the human being's soul, and if it can be saved by these means then it will thank me for it one day, even if it had to suffer excessively on earth. People cannot be spared this suffering in the last days, for as long as there is still an available means to release the souls from the adversary's nets, I will also use this means or allow it to happen, albeit it is effectively my adversary's activity on people who already belong to him. And if people think that they are advanced, then the great destructions which will be triggered will prove the opposite to them. Yet he who is blind sees nothing and does not want to see anything either. However, the hour on the clock of the world will be obvious to him who can see. Amen.